Hello and welcome to episode 272 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Zune, or however you find the Daily Brainwave. Today we continue Listener Theme Week by looking at the chipmunk. The topic for today came from Vanessa over in Tallahassee, Florida. Now, Vanessa, I know this is the time of year when Floridians laugh at the rest of us when it comes to weather. Vanessa says, Sean, thank you for the Daily Brainwave. I have a couple of other trivia podcasts that I listen to on a regular basis, but I like that yours is short and simple. How about you talk about chipmunks? All right then, Vanessa. Thank you for your kind words and your idea. So, Vanessa, here's the deal. When I personally hear the word chipmunk, I think of a monk, like a religious person who dedicates his life to the study of spirituality in a building on a mountaintop and has a bald head that he uses to help Robin Hood and the Merry Men in Sherwood Forest and then solves crimes in San Francisco and is played by Tony Shalhoub. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. It's jungle out there. Anyway, my first question about chipmunks when you sent in that email was if the word chipmunk was at all related to a religious monk. Well, turns out they don't have anything to do with each other. First of all, chipmunk is spelled M-U-N-K, not M-O-N-K. So sadly, we can't say that the animal got its name because they are the most spiritual of all woodland creatures. Second off, they just have completely different etymological roots. The word chipmunk is actually the Englishization of a word used by the Ojibwe people, first Americans who lived and still live in the northern U.S. and southern Canada, long before the Europeans came over here. Their word for the animal is a chitmun. Now, pardon me because I probably butchered the pronunciation. Now, Europeans came over here and heard this word, a chitmun, and changed it to chipmunk because these words were familiar to them and just easier for Europeans to say, kind of in that same lazy way the English called Beijing Peking or Mumbai Bombay. They just heard a pronunciation and changed it to make it easier for them to say. Now, I've actually heard it said that one reason English became the universal language was because when they colonized other people, they didn't bother to learn the local dialect. Instead, they just made everyone speak English. It seems that perhaps the little chipmunk just might be living up to that legacy. Thanks for tuning in to episode 272 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Zune, or however you find us, and share the Daily Brainwave podcast with your friends. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Listener Theme Week by getting down to the cellular level.